You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. The call letters mean stay well. Our call letters on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, our motto, you can take control of your health. You can take control of your genes, and it's not that hard to get your do-over. You can do this. We're glad you're listening to us. When we had the earlier first hour, we have 2 hours, and often they're broken up, and different stations carry different hours. But this is the second hour, and I like to review some of the important points from the first hour in the second hour, so you get it all. And the stations carrying this, by the way, you can listen to any of them. Go to RadioMD.com, the archives of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, I think go back 15 years. But this was we talked about the Alzheimer's disease drug that is in testing in the first 166 people who were assigned to get one of several doses of the drug or placebo. There was a 70% reduction in progress. And I said, why are people doing that when you can get, why are they going so crazy over that when you can get 85% plus reduction from lifestyle changes? Well, Pam was nice enough to say, I'm currently reading your new book, have previously read Real Age and your books. I practice all the good health habits you encourage around 95% of the time and have done so for quite a few years. However, my mother has Alzheimer's, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, my maternal aunt has Alzheimer's. Witnessing the devastation that this disease has caused in my loved ones strikes fear in my heart at the idea I may develop it. That is why I cheer and look and hope at every single development from a drug company that might mean a cure or preventive therapy for this disease. Not because I'm looking for a quick fix. Pam, I totally agree. I cheer and applaud it as well. But I wanted to make sure people knew that they do have power to change it right now as well as in the future, and that they do have something that is a preventive, and that we hope that we can find a quick fix, because it is such a devastating disease. So I thank you for sending me an email, and anyone can send me an email or a question, as many people have done with the prior guest. We have too many comments on Arianna Huffington's segment, great segment about Thrive and the new metric for success. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Bridge.
I said she was amazing. That was a great segment.
Anyway, we have a lot of comments. You can always send me emails at udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com. Ask questions, anything you want, especially during the show, I get them. We have an 800 line, and it's non-functional this week as it was last week, as we moved the studio from Vero Beach, Florida to Chicago. Some things got left behind, including the 800 number for connections. That'll be back up in a week or two. I don't know which, but hopefully all of us will be able to get it. We have a ton of emails, I can tell you, that we didn't get to and didn't answer that came in during the show. Please do keep them coming in, even though I'm not getting to all of them, because we will eventually get back to the right plan and getting all these answers in. In any case, that was one of the big stories. Another big story was, in fact, the herbicide used in Roundup is now been condemned by the World Health Organization and Beyond Pesticides, a Washington-based advocacy group that says glyphosate, which is the active ingredient, is linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's the pesticide in Roundup. And Monsanto, the owner of Roundup, or marketer of it, I assume they're the owner of it, has said that when used in safe ways, it doesn't cause this, and has asked for a meeting with this group. World Health Organization or World Health Agency has said, that's the data, we're going to live with it, and we will meet with you. So they are going to meet with Monsanto, but in the meantime, they have said the data is pretty convincing that it is likely, not assured, but likely that Roundup promotes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So again, use it with caution, use it with gloves on and protective equipment on so that you don't get exposed. You might look on the website, Monsanto website, to make sure you're taking all the precautions they say you should take when you're using it, and do that before you buy it so that you make sure you can use it in the correct way if you do go and buy it.
Or is there an alternative to using it? Or no?
I'm not an expert on farm pesticides, so I'm sure there is an alternative. But I don't,
Yeah, me either.
You've caught me beyond an area where I know something about Bridge. What I do know a lot about is, should all adults take a daily aspirin? And the medical guidelines surrounding aspirin therapy can clearly be confusing, but most doctors agree that aspirin is a good idea for people who've already had a heart attack or stroke, but opinions differ on who, if anyone, should take aspirin to prevent a problem from happening in the first place, known as primary prevention. We don't think there's any doubt. Dr. Oz and I, in You Staying Young, in You, the Owner's Manual, in even in You on a Diet, and now myself in This Is Your Do-Over, have all shown that the data is pretty convincing because it is such a good drug at preventing, such a good substance substitute, I don't know what you want to call it, over-the-counter medication, at preventing colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, 11 cancers it decreases between 20 and 40% with two babies a day, as well as has the other side effect of preventing stroke, heart disease, impotence, wrinkles, stroke, etc. And the data are pretty overwhelming, and it's all for one side effect. And you say, well, but that side effect of bleeding is pretty prominent, and that's right. But remember, the FDA is organized in colon cancer versus disease entities. So the FDA said the risk of bleeding is greater than the risk of getting colon cancer. And the FDA also said another group said the risk of breast cancer prevention isn't as great as the risk of bleeding. Well, that's because if you look at each of the 11 cancers separately, there's one risk and one cancer, but it's when you combine all the cancers. So if you look at specifically this study from Queen Mary University in London, said that the benefits far outweigh the risks, as we have, and that a daily aspirin could prevent 4% of all deaths in the next 20 years due to cancer prevention, largely. And in fact, if you look at it, the benefits greatly, by a factor of 2 to 4, outweigh the risks in every person, in every man and woman over the age of 50. So they went even further than we have. But that's the data on aspirin. If you want to ask us questions, why two versus one? Why two babies versus one? Because the prevention in cancer and in atherosclerosis, that is in stroke, heart attack, memory loss, impotence, and wrinkling of the skin, is more than twice as great with two baby aspirin with one. And although the side effects should be greater with two than one, we don't have data that the side effects are greater of two baby aspirin versus one. So we think that has the greatest benefit to risk ratio. When we come back, we're going to get Bridget's top story of the second top story of the week. Her first top story was the importance of the presentation with choice architecture and of having healthy fruits and vegetables very available. The second story, we'll have to wait till you come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay young.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, host of You, the Owner's Manual radio show, heard right here. Now, I've written 4 number one New York Times bestsellers. Yes, they're scientifically accurate, but they're fun to read, and fun to read is key. And now I think I've done the best work. It's called This Is Your Do-Over. It summarizes everything I've learned in 40 years of medical practice about getting you a second chance. This Is Your Do-Over has the 7 secrets to losing weight, living longer, and getting a second chance at the life you want. It talks about building a buddy system and why that's important, prescribing your passion, getting it on, attacking stress, not avoiding it, breaking the addiction by forming a habit, arrest, banning, and imprisoning the 5 food felons, and why walking 10,000 steps a day is key. This is your do-over. I hope you get it, because you do deserve a second chance at the life you want.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.